perform, but we want to do it the right way, and we're glad that we now get to do that, and we're ready to start that. As the president said, he'll see him at the negotiating table, and he's ready to start right away.
The Oscar nominations are announced, up for Best Picture.
Call Me by Your Name.
Darkest Hour.
Dunkirk.
Get Out.
Lady Bird.
Phantom Thread.
The Post.
The Shape of Water.
And 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
The Shape of Water has the most Academy Award nominations this year, 13. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Everybody, we have some cooler days and nights ahead, but no Arctic air for the next few days. Today, lots of sunshine, high around 60. Tonight, mainly clear, overnight low 33. Tomorrow, more sun. Upper 50s for a high. That's normal for this time of the year. Low tomorrow night near freezing. Then on Thursday, nice day, high near 60, sunshine. Low 60s Friday, still dry. Showers become likely again Saturday and Saturday night, and maybe even a few leftover showers on Sunday. If you get our free weather app on your phone or tablet, you'll be on top of the weather all the time before weather changes. 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, and a whole lot more. Check it out. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery gas station ordered to shut down immediately after receiving a 45 during a health inspection. The orders to close came after inspectors found no paper towels at the kitchen hand sink, no hot water, ice machine containing mold, large pots of soup at the wrong temperature, cooked beef, pork, and rice not properly dated, no food thermometer, rodent droppings in the cabinets, and there were other violations. Two additional employees have been indicted in connection with Family Practice or the Pill Mill Doctor case. Suzanne Brownfield and Ashkar Kumar have both held administrative positions at Family Practice. Now in all, 8 defendants, including 3 doctors, 3 nurse practitioners, and 2 office workers, all facing felony counts. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to price your home to sell fast. Price your home to sell within 30 days. Over 25% of home sales take place in the first 30 days. Make yours one of them. Selling your home in the first 30 days will net you 8% more than at any other time, so be ready to move. Always compare your house to MLS information, not Zillow, or what your neighbor said he got for his house. Only realtors can give you the true sales figures for your area. Offer to pay part of the closing costs and provide a home warranty. Your house will sell quicker if you do. Pricing your home right brings more buyers to your door and more offers to consider. Multiple offers are great for the seller. Price your home slightly below the competition because they are probably overpriced for the market. For all the pricing details for your home, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
purpose. I did it on purpose.
Why, in a down mood?
No, I'm in a great mood. I just had a fantastic ham sandwich from leftover ham from last night and a cookie from Burger King. You can't beat that breakfast. Chocolate chip.
Here is where the ham come from.
Costco.
Oh.
It's just a carving ham. Heated it up for dinner last night. Actually, I didn't. Jessica did. It was phenomenal. Very nicely done. Here's why I'm playing a downer. I'm seeing a pattern, Jack, forming. And I want to point out the double standard of this pattern. Go back to Lois Lerner. You remember Lois Lerner?
Yes.
IRS gal. And she had all the emails supposedly about, you know, giving the Tea Party folks a hard time and conservatives.
Right.
Lois Lerner mysteriously lost all her emails. Now, she never went to prison for it. Now, these were under subpoena. These were emails that were requested to be turned over to congressional investigators. Lost them. Just, oops, my bad, guys. Sorry about that. Didn't go to prison. Didn't face civil fines. Just lost them. Just happened to, oops, guys, you know, I went looking for them, and God, doggone it, they're just not here. Hillary Clinton, her emails get subpoenaed. They're under subpoena from congressional investigators. While they're under subpoena, some IT professional that works for Hillary Clinton takes to Reddit, of all places, a computer subreddit on the website reddit.com, R-E-D-D-I-T.com. You can look it up. I mean, the threads are all preserved. You can see where it is. He takes to Reddit and asks, how do I delete emails and make it look like they were never sent? How do I take a super very VIP's name off of a list of emails? Well, it turns out you can't, so they just deleted them all. Acid washed them.
Yeah.
And now we have Stroke and Page. And that's not a description of their activities together. That's their names. Stroke, S-T-R-Z-O-K. Yes, I'd like to buy a Valpat. You've got Stroke and Page, Lisa Page. And their text messages are now missing. So perhaps as many as 50,000 text messages missing over a five-month period. Because of what? Well, here's what we know. Here's what we know. They went missing. The emails went missing around December. They show back up around May. So you have like a five-month blackout during a time period which Donald Trump calls prime time. This is from the election of Donald J. Trump through the appointment. They just mysteriously come back online the day that Bob Mueller was appointed, by the way. Now, I'm not going to get into the merits of where the emails are, the text messages. I know that the government has the capacity to get these text messages. They store everything. I'm just curious how the government of the United States holds itself to a standard that the citizens are not held to. Can you imagine if the IRS came to you and said, I'd like you to turn over all your emails for this period of time to determine if the money that you're receiving on a regular basis is income or gift? We'd like to turn over your emails. And you say, yeah, I'll get right on that. And then you go delete them all? Do you think the IRS would go, well, you know, he did just delete them. You know, I guess we don't have them. I guess we'll just have to take his word for it. We don't have them.
Samsung rollout.
Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton had won the presidency and she had, her Department of Justice was pursuing a mob hit. A caper. And they were going around and trying to uncover La Cosa Nostra. And they go to Mr. Giovanni or somebody, the head of one of these crime families. And they say, you know, we're going to have to ask you to turn over all your emails to determine if you're you guys are running a high-level fencing operation or if you guys are really into legitimate business. And the head of the crime family goes, yeah, I'll get right on that, yeah. Michael Sigliari, get right on that, yeah. He'll get back to you on Tuesday. And then he gets back to him on Tuesday, and the consigliere goes, you know, I don't know where they are. The emails, you see, some of the devices, they were destroyed with the hammers, you see. That's okay, though, right? Yeah, we bleach bitted our servers, you see. Sorry about that. And Hillary goes, eh, well, you know, I guess the mafia's just going to get away with it. Or the FBI itself. The FBI itself. They come looking for evidence. They do this every day all over the fruited plain. They come looking for evidence to support their prosecution of various criminal actors. And they come to you and they say, we'd like you to turn over your cell phone. Yeah, Mr. FBI. I'll get right on that. Oh, you know what? Doggone it. The 5 months that the whole plan, the whole drug conspiracy plan was hatched, we accidentally deleted those. Yeah. That's okay. We'll just get them off your backup servers. Can you give us your backup server's name? Ah, you see, unbelievably, they were missing off of the backup servers, too. Oh, okay, yeah. I think, I get the feeling this government has forgotten who they work for. I get the feeling, in the case of Lois Lerner, Hillary Clinton, and Lisa Page, and Peter Stroke, that this government has forgotten who they work for. And until people are swinging from lampposts, I'm not sure the government is going to figure it out. Some of these people need to be held accountable for what they're doing. I understand you're not going to get a conviction against Hillary Clinton in Washington, D.C. I get that. Maybe. Have you tried?
No, they haven't tried.
But maybe that's a reality. But Peter Stroke and Lisa Page and whoever else it is at the FBI who's magically and mysteriously losing text messages on backup files, we already talked about how that's already happened more than once at the FBI, including right here in the Middle District of Alabama, the Southern District FBI, Middle District Federal Courthouse. One crooked agent, Keith Baker, loses his text messages, and the FBI magically misplaced those 8,000 text messages. It's unbelievable that the FBI just does that. No, we don't have those. But wait a minute. You guys installed on the Samsung S5s a security program called Knox. It's supposed to sound like Fort Knox for a reason. It's supposed to make sure everything done on that phone is always preserved. And then those phones are linked to backup servers that also, on a second-by-second basis, back up everything on that phone so that every text message sent or received on that phone is kept in the due course of business on the backup servers. Yeah, sorry, those are deleted too, guys. Yeah, sorry about that. Won't happen again. Pinky swear. I'm sure they made the same promise after Keith Baker's text messages went missing. I'm sure they made the same promise. For those that don't remember, Keith Baker was an FBI agent in charge or assisting with the prosecution of public corruption here in the Middle District of Alabama back in 2009, 10, 11, right in that realm. The bingo trials?
Yeah.
Apparently, according to court records, Keith Baker was diddling around with the grand jury reporter, court reporter. And they were sending text messages back and forth to one another. And they magically went missing. When they were requested by the defense, they went missing. And they also went missing off the backup servers at the FBI. So this is a pattern in practice. The FBI is not doing this by mistake. The FBI is covering for its own crooked agents. What should be career-ending behavior and conduct, it did not end Keith Baker's career. He still got a career at the Attorney General's office. Steve Marshall, you should be ashamed for that fact, by the way. Anyone who deletes text messages that are requested by the defense and then arranges to have the FBI accidentally lose them should not be in your employ, Mr. Marshall. That's just my opinion. And yes, Keith Baker came up here one day to try to get me fired, and I'm bitter about it, all right? I'll just go ahead and play all the cards down there where you can get them. I'm still bitter about that. But he's a crook. At least, well, I'll say this. I can't say he's a crook. He lost his text messages, and so did the FBI. And it's not unlike what is going on right now with Lisa Page and Peter Stroke, showing me that the FBI has a pattern and practice of this. So, where does that leave us here in the hinterlands? You are subject to a tyrannical government that makes its own rules, that plays by a different set of rules than you have to live by. They can delete text messages after they're requested by congressional investigators. You can't. They can delete emails after they're requested by congressional investigators. You can't. You try that stuff, you'll go to prison. They try that stuff, they get promotions. That's the government you live under, friends. That's the tyranny of America in the year 2018. You can either do something about it or you can sit idly by and continue to watch it happen. This country needs to rise up. This country needs, we need a new revolution. And yes, the tree of liberty does need to be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots. And I fear we're getting near that. If these SOBs get away with this, if Jefferson Beauregard Sessions the Third lets these SOBs get away with it, people are going to take matters into their own hands. They're going to have to. They got one shot to get it right under Donald J. Trump. One shot. If they don't get it right, this country's lost forever. We'll be back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the brand new year is right on top of us.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a new year, but we still have the same great items at Tucker Pecan. You come in, you can find the Bearded Pickle Man's pickles. You can find Sprouted Flour Grits. You can find mugs made in Alabama. You can find all kind of Alabama Sunshine products. You can find great items made here locally in the state of Alabama, and that's what we're all about. And the one thing at Tucker Pecan that you can always count on is the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere in the Southeast. We make them fresh daily. Come on in, try them. Greatest things you will ever try are the roasted and salted pecans. Lord, Bubba, those things are awesome.
Yes, they are.
Just come on down and see us at Tucker Pecan. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Let me just say this to close us out. If you can't find Tucker Pecan by the address, just smell.
Exactly.
Guys, it's 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome back to In the News and Views. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman, we'll be with you till noon.
How you darn?
As we are most every day, sickness and prior obligations notwithstanding. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 272-9228. That will land you squarely on the radio, like our good friend Ole Miss has done. Ole Miss?
How y'all gentlemen doing today?
Doing well, you.
How you darn?
I'm walking up a hill because I got the road blocked off, so I'm breathing hard. Bear with me.
What road is blocked off?
Oh, I'm out here in the country checking on one of my construction crews.
Oh, okay.
This don't have nothing to do about a hill.
Yeah.
Being out of breath.
Tell me about it. They blocked the road about a mile before you get there, so you had to walk down there. But anyway, the reason I was calling is Barron seemed awful surprised this morning, and I believe I called him last week, and they told me to wait and see.
Surprised about what?
Is that correct?
So what am I surprised about?
What's going on with our government that, you know the difference between a subject and a citizen, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Subject to rules,
yeah,
citizens are self-ruled.
I'm not surprised by it. I guess I'm surprised that it keeps happening and everybody's like, yeah, whatever.
I know, I'm surprised that they think they can keep getting away with this.
Yeah, that's what surprises me. We now have four instances, three nationally known instances, and then the one Crooked Keith instance here locally, where text messages or emails go missing and then also go missing from the backup. And nobody cares. I mean, obviously, with Crooked Keith, nobody cares because he was a low budget guy. He's a low budget guy anyway. He's a loser. But mostly people care about the national stuff, not the local stuff. But I'm surprised people just, you know, the entire left is covered for Lois Lerner and Hillary Clinton. Like, yeah, that just happens, guys. I mean, it's just emails. You know, no, it doesn't just happen. When your emails are under congressional subpoena, they don't just go missing. They don't just go missing. Yeah, sure.
You remember, it took about 30 seconds to slam Petraeus, right?
It took 30 seconds to what?
To slam General Petraeus about his email.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, the Republicans bent over like they always do and did nothing. So it doesn't surprise me that after all this time, everybody sees what's going on. Jeff, I recuse myself, Sessions. Hasn't done a thing.
Well, now hold on. We've got a new story out today from Jeff Sessions, and I have hopes that he might actually be doing something back there. He put out a statement yesterday. I'll read you portions of it. He said six congressional committees made a request to the Department of Justice for FBI text messages between two FBI employees from July 1, 2015 to July 28, 2017. Which the department agreed to produce as quickly as possible. The inspector general has been reviewing these texts based on, quote, allegations that department or FBI policies or procedures were not followed and that certain underlying investigative decisions were based on improper considerations, end quote. Department of Justice agreed to produce those records as quickly as possible after reviewing the voluminous records on the FBI server, which included over 50,000 texts. The inspector general discovered the FBI system failed to retain text messages for approximately 5 months between December 14, 2016 and May 17, 2017. Now, here's where it gets hairy, Ole Miss. He says the department apprised the congressional committees of the missing text messages on Friday and a transmittal letter when providing the available text messages to them. I have spoken to the inspector general, and a review is already underway to ascertain what occurred and to determine if these records can be recovered in any other way. If any wrongdoing were to be found to have caused this gap, appropriate legal disciplinary action measures will be taken. Now, here's the key, the next sentence. We will leave no stone unturned to confirm with certainty why these text messages are not now available to be produced, and we'll use every technology available to determine whether the missing text messages are recoverable from another source. Sounds like Sleepy Jeff woke up.
Either that or Sleepy Jeff is trying to cover up with all his cronies over there on the left.
You know,
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm at. I mean, I hate to be there. I quit voting Republican and started voting conservative about 10 years ago. When the Clintons started ruling this country, you know, I mean, when you go to an election and it's completely known that the United States wants somebody elected and the person they want is so corrupt they can't believe that she didn't get elected. Everybody in Congress and the Senate is fighting so hard tooth and nail. You know, to keep him from getting what he wants.
Yeah, I wish Sleepy Jeff would go after Crooked Keith Baker's text messages too and figure out what happened there. I mean, it's another example of where the FBI accidentally lost thousands of text messages. We are owed an explanation in that case as well. And it is important. I know it's old. It's 5 years old and all that. It is important, though, because the FBI gets emboldened when they can get away with this stuff. They deleted Keith Baker's text messages. They deleted Keith Baker's text messages. And that SOB is still employed at the Alabama Attorney General's office. He's still making life miserable for people with his crooked investigative ways. They deleted his text messages, and they've done the exact damn same thing with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, and they're getting emboldened. They're getting emboldened because they know nothing happened to Hillary Clinton, nothing happened to Lois Lerner, nothing happened to crooked Keith Baker, and nothing is going to happen to Peter Strzok. Write it the hell down.
Amen. Now you're with the band. I've been singing that tune for years, and I just hope that America's got enough gumption to stand up like they did this last election on something besides a vote, because I'm not going to talk to the gentleman or mention his name, but I've mentioned this before years ago when I was flat told on his radio show that there will never be a revolution. It'll be voted on, and even if it don't be what we want to get, it's going to be voted on, and that's the way it's going to be. But it's like I told him then, that's only if the vote is allowed to happen. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
272-9228. Just to head off the inevitable letter this station's going to get, I want to apologize to Keith Baker and say he's not a crook. Take it for what it's worth. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. See, you say that and you can't get the letter.
Whatever. I just want to get through this segment.
I retract everything I said. He's not a crook. We'll be back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got some cooler nights ahead, but really our weather this week is going to be very close to the normal or average weather pattern for January. For tonight, mostly clear, cooler, overnight low 33. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Should be a pretty good day. Upper 50s for a high. Low tomorrow night around freezing. Thursday, nice day. Plenty of sunshine. High around 60. I think we'll be in the low 60s on Friday. Still dry. Nice. Showers make a return on Saturday and Saturday night. In fact, they're likely. Even a few leftover showers perhaps on Sunday. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes all the time. It's waiting for you free in the App Store. Get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
I try, and I try, and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summer's Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summer's solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
I'm not going to call him Crooked Keith. I'm going to call him Loser Keith because he lost text messages. If you lose text messages, you're a loser, right? If you lose stuff, you're a loser. He's Loser Keith Baker.
In the literal sense of the word, yeah.
Yeah, he's a loser.
In the figurative sense, I don't know so much, but...
Question from text. That's what Trump should have said when they wanted to see his tax returns. I lost them. How do I really feel about Loser Keith Baker? You really need to get in touch with your emotions. Don't keep them bridled. He's a loser. He's a loser. He loses text messages. Our number, 272-9228, is the number if you want to get in. This hour of the program, as it is each and every day, brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Not a loser to be found over there. Holy mackerel. Well, no, that's not true. I've seen Loser Keith Baker eating in there. So there's at least one loser to be found over there from time to time. And he loses text messages, so he's a loser. But other than that, I have not at all seen a single loser ever at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. That's a place for winners right there, boys and girls. You win in the lottery of life when you go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. You absolutely are. You'll walk in and you'll say, how on earth did Little Montgomery, Alabama get something like this? I still don't know. I still don't know. Montgomery's not known for the best food in the world. If you ever travel much, you'll notice a lot of other cities have a lot better food than Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is one of the exceptions to that rule. So go by there. There are two locations right here in the River Region. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, and the Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Award-winning pizzas.
And locally owned, locally operated.
And so much more.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just amazing. Just amazing. Who's this?
This is David.
That's right, David. Hey.
Hey, Baron. Hey. This is a touch-off subject. On the Inspector General's thing that's in the Congress, everybody's wanting released.
Uh-huh.
Who has ultimate authority on declassifying stuff?
The president can declassify anything he wants.
That's what I was getting at.
Are you suggesting the president should touch this with a 10-foot pole?
Yes.
Because I'm going to beat you about the face and neck. No. The president gets nowhere near this. This has the capacity. This has the capacity to be massive, massive. If he gets involved in it, it's instantly discounted. Every network won't talk about it. It will be completely covered up. Yeah. See, he has got to stay very, very far away from this because this could end to the this could lead to the end of the Mueller investigation. And if it looks like he had anything to do with it, that won't happen.
Is there someone down the line who could declassify that wouldn't affect him?
Yeah, of course. Congress.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Congress could vote to make this public.
Do they have the votes?
Yeah, they're going to do it. I'm telling you. This will happen.
Yeah, they're just saying it's going to take 3 weeks to go through the channels of doing it.
Yeah, but you know what? And at first I was wishing somebody would leak it out and all that, but it needs to be done right. This is so big, it needs to be done correctly. Now, it doesn't need to take so long that they forget about it, all right? That's my big fear is that they'll find something else to move on to. But, yeah, no, the president needs to stay away from it. The president could declassify it tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was just curious about that. Have a good day.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
272-9228, 272-9228. Nice slander dodge. I didn't slander anybody. I retracted everything I said about loser Keith Baker. Randall.
Hey, now.
Hey, Randall, how you doing?
Hey, you are the reason I called. Yesterday, I really felt bad because I missed you, bro. I mean, I didn't tell you that yesterday, but you missed.
Well, thank you, huh? How you doing? I was kind of down for the count, and sorry, had a coughing jag a minute ago, but I still have everybody who knows that's had this still has remnants of a cough, even after they get to feeling better and don't have any of the other symptoms. I still have the little pesky cough.
I had it, too, and that doggone headache. Wow, oh, my goodness.
That's what everybody said. I am lucky I didn't have the headache. When I talked to Barron middle of last week, or beginning of last week, he said, oh, my God, my head hurts so badly. And everybody I talked to that had it said they had the worst headache in the world.
It was almost like it wasn't even real. I mean, that's how bad it was. It was man, majestic, I guess you could say. It's something I've never, ever felt in my life. Going back to earlier, Barron was the little, you know, not this last rant he's on, but this morning, you know, talking about the countries, talking about us, you know, if we don't stand up this time, you know. I thought you got mad at me last week because something I did, maybe on a social media post, I wasn't sure, but this is what I was saying, man. Them countries that we're, you know, calling asshole countries, I mean, they may have got done like this, and, you know, this thing of how they probably picked their pride on them poor folks. And we know they did Haiti, so there ain't no telling what else they did anybody else. And I hate to know what kind of, you know, the news. I don't know what kind of news they get at different places, but I'm pretty sure it's whatever they want them to believe. And if you watch CNN and MSNBC over here, you know, if that's all I watch, I'd be saying Trump is a dummy. That's something, you know what I mean? Because they make him out to be one. I mean, it just literally make him out to be one on them other channels. I mean, if that's all you watch, you would think if you had a dummy for a president and that he was childish and all they did was play on Twitter. It numbfounds me that, you know, I just want to tell you I love you, and I hope you weren't pissed off at me because of what I posted. And you ain't talked to me since. I just want to tell you I love you, brother.
No, we're good.
All right. It sounds like it. Look, that you cut me off, see?
No, I'm not cutting you off. I was just answering your question.
All right. We're good. All right. Love you.
All right. See you, buddy.
Love
you.
Don't get Randall off, sir.
I'm not getting anybody else sizzled up.
I know.
I'm not getting anybody else sizzled up. I can't respond to everything that's texted to me.
Yeah, well.
Do you respond to everything texted to you, Jack?
Of course not. Doesn't everybody bitch about that?
Yes.
Okay.
apparently you're catching.
Good.
Because I've caught whatever it is you have here. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. I mentioned Jeff Sessions announcing the DOJ probe with the missing text messages. There's a story. TheHill.com has become remarkably based lately. It's good. Yeah, it's become very, very good.
How about Zero Hedge, Barron?
Oh man, it's always good. That's
I went
good
there
stuff.
The other day, based on what you said.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It was a very good article about that memo.
Yeah, no, that I mean they have good
great
writers.
Great article. Yeah.
They have good writers over there. I go where good writers
over
go.
There.
Yeah, no, I go where there are good writers. There's some good news. Like Breitbart has good news. Lousy writers, and I say that. Having written for Breitbart in the past.
How about
I mean,
Drudge?
I know the standards they have over there. Huh?
How about Drudge?
Drudge just links to other stuff. So, yeah. I mean, he doesn't actually write anything, or very rarely writes anything. But The Hill has decent writing. But, I'll go to a website that's got some ridiculous name if it's got good, decent writing and it links back to the original sources. But if it actually explains what's going on, I don't want to hear someone just make up news. But if they link back to a Hill article or New York Times article or Post article or, somebody doing some original investigative reporting, and then they explain what's going on and they do it with flourish and flair, then I'm all about it. I will absolutely I'll absolutely read their stuff. The Hill, this Olivia Beavers piece today is pretty good. It's just a little 3-page piece. And TheHill.com about Jeff Sessions says, announced on Monday, the Justice Department will investigate missing text messages sent between two agents critical of President Trump, joining the chorus of Republican lawmakers who are eager to recover the exchange. GOP officials have seized on the messages as evidence of FBI bias against Trump. I'm telling you, I'm just miffed that the FBI can think they can just delete stuff they don't want the public to see. Again, this is at least the second time I know that it's happened. How many thousand? How many? And one of them, the only reason I know is because it happened here in Montgomery, and I remember it happening in real time and reading about it in the Advertiser. But how many other times has this happened? That the FBI around the country, when their agents are involved in some sort of a cover-up or some sort of chicanery, how many other times have they accidentally lost text messages? Is this something the FBI does regularly, or is loser Keith Baker and Peter Stroke the only two they've done this for? Because if so, then loser Keith is in some real high company. That must have been some real doozies on his text message machine. That they would risk all that you would risk when you delete messages under subpoena.
Well, this couple that was having an affair, this
Stroke and Page?
Stroke and Page. They're still on the payroll. Now they're talking. I heard earlier this morning on Fox and Friends that Andrew McCabe is also under fire, as we know. Was it his wife who ran?
His wife ran for the state senate
in Virginia.
That's correct.
All right, he's still on the payroll at the FBI.
Yeah, he's retiring next month.
Okay.
Yeah, he's already submitted his papers.
And Christopher Wray, the new guy that is that his name? The new FBI director?
Yeah, Wray, W-R-A-Y.
Is threatening to resign if they make him fire McCabe. So, I mean, that's a rumor out there. I don't know if it's
true. No. That was years ago. Yeah, you're talking about a story from like 6 years ago.
Some lady on Fox and Friends this morning was saying that he was under pressure, but he said he wasn't going to do it.
Hmm.
So, okay. I mean, and they were talking in the present context, so... I don't know.
Well, my understanding was several years ago, you know, these guys are just playing musical chairs with these DOJ jobs.
Yeah.
But several years ago when Mueller was the director of the FBI and Comey was the acting director of something, and these guys were all, this was under, gosh, I don't remember what year this was, years and years ago. They were all miffed and sizzled up and threatening to resign. And Christopher Wray joined the chorus and said, I'll resign too if they're going to make me do this other stuff. And I think that's the story you were just describing.
Okay, well.
I think McCabe was under fire years ago, and they were leaning on Christopher Wray to do it. Christopher Wray is recent. I guess he's okay. I mean, I'd like to think Donald Trump is appointing decent people to these positions. But he sure seems like the same recycled, you know, pig puke that the rest of these guys are. Now, he came from the same batch of manure. Is there nobody in there capable of running these organizations?
I don't know.
Is there nobody from the outside you can get to bring
That's
in to run
I
the
FBI?
That's
what I wonder, why you would, with all the turmoil over there and all the agents.
Why not somebody you trust?
Right. Why not some former senator or some
Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Some former prosecutor, some former governor,
right.
Somebody who's run executive staffs to get in there and figure out what the hell's going on over at the Department of Justice.
Right.
Over at the FBI. I just don't understand.
Somebody with an unbiased opinion to come in there and say, okay, we're cleaning house.
We're cleaning house. How in the hell are you guys keep losing text messages? Who lost loser Keith Baker's text messages? You're fired. Who lost Peter Stroke's text messages? You're fired. All of you. And if one of you can't answer me who pulled the trigger, you're all fired.
You're all fired, every one of you.
I want to know the man who said about the piccolo player.
New Year's sleep sale going on right now, Jack. Mattress
Some firm. Of the stuff's 70% off.
New Year, new bed. Mattress Firm got you covered. New Year's sleep sale going on right now. Get a great night's sleep for really next to nothing. I mean, they've got Beautyrest queen mattresses starting at just $3.99. Hampton and Roads queen mattresses starting at just $1.99. 70% off famous name brand floor models, including Beautyrest, Serta, Hampton and Roads. You can also get all the essentials like adjustable bases, sheets, pillows, and more. Right now, you spend $7.99 or more, you get a free Fitbit. And, it's cold outside. You get additional 20% off to warm up your wallet if you go to mattressfirm.com. So, man, there's so much going on right now. So much going on right now. Ugh. Save money and sleep happy over at Mattress Firm, Jay.
That's what they say.
Leave you a little Sanford Townsend band. Smoke from a Distant Fire. When I realized the reality gave me a role.
What Do You Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, how's the new year looking?
Oh, the new year's great. I'm so glad to be in 2018. Everything here at Eastbrook is wonderful.
This is a great time of year to drop by Eastbrook Flea Market and find all the treasures.
When you come in, we've got the rocking chairs up front and coffee and cookies. You'll hear 50s music, but we've got some wonderful mahogany furniture. We've got the record collections. We've got books that are anywhere from 50 cents on up. There's anything you want to find, you can find it here at Eastbrook.
Tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have three floors. We have around 200 vendors. Each vendor is wonderful. They take care of their spaces and it's clean.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Mr. Sandman.
Happy New Year! 2018 is bringing a lot of changes to the mattress industry, and Mr. Sandman must liquidate hundreds of fabulous mattresses from Serta, Beautyrest, Restonic, Jameson, and other factories to make room for new models. Because I actually stock hundreds of mattresses, when changes take place, Mr. Sandman has to wheel and deal to clear warehouse and floor space. We are also overstocked with adjustable bases, beds, and luxurious pillows. We still have a few sets left over from our fire sale for you serious bargain hunters. Our premium sets include Talalay Latex, Hybrids, and of course, numerous memory foam mattresses. We stock twins, fulls, queen, and king sets, and we'll sell odd box springs and mismatched sets. I will attend several shows in January to select my 2018 lineup, so I really need to liquidate much of my inventory fast. No interest financing and delivery are available. With around 90 models to choose from, amazing discount prices, and excellent customer service, it's a no-brainer to visit us in Montgomery or Millbrook for your mattress and headboard needs. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All the way back to 1978, Jack Campbell. You might not know who Jay Ferguson is, the singer of Thunder Island, this track, but you'll know who the guitarist is on this album.
Ooh, yeah.
Joe Walsh. And you might think Jay Ferguson was a one-hit wonder. He was not. This song reached number 9 back in 1978.
Get out of town.
But Shakedown Cruise reached number 31 on the Hot 100 in 1979. That's right. I've been listening to the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. I'm trying to get better. Trying to get better. Our number, if you want to get in, 2729-228, 2729-228. Kim Williams will be joining us here in just a few minutes. I do want to, there is other news. I mean, my goodness, it's not all lost text messages. We had a 22-year-old killed, another injured in a Montgomery shooting yesterday. Terrence Mahoney. That reminds me of Vince McMahone. You ever hear that bit?
No. Sounds like a Saturday Night Live thing.
I don't know if I can find it or not. Gosh, I hope I can. No. It wasn't a Saturday Night Live thing at all. It was on the morning show back when Susan was here. I'll never be able to find it. She was doing the timeline, and she was giving a birthday of a guy that she called Vince McMahone, and it was Vince McMahon.
Wow.
And then Jay had a moment with it. It was funny. If I could find it, I would play it. Shooting happened at the intersection of Bonaparte and West South Boulevard around 2:15 a.m. At the scene, officers located a vehicle that had run into a sign inside the vehicle. They located Mahoney, the passenger who had sustained a fatal gunshot wound. So,
I'm telling you.
That's near Woodley Road and East South Boulevard. Where does if that's East South Boulevard, where is South Boulevard?
South Boulevard is between McGee Road and Court Street.
And then what's west of Court Street?
West South Boulevard.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
See?
I think most people would call Woodley Road the Southern Boulevard.
Well, it is.
Or South Boulevard. But they're calling it East South Boulevard.
East South Boulevard.
The eastern part of South Boulevard?
Not West South Boulevard.
Right, but
East South Boulevard. And then East Boulevard begins at McGee Road and goes probably to Atlanta Highway, and then it's Northern Boulevard after that.
All very confusing.
Not if you were up here.
Trump administration to impose 30% tariff on solar cell imports. Let's see. And washing machines. Kind of a interesting thing. Protecting American manufacturing. Protective tariffs on both kinds of imports would initially kick in at a higher rate in the first year, decrease in subsequent years. The first year, a 30% tariff would be applied to imported solar modules and cells. Apparently what's happening is, over in China, they're not adhering to any kind of environmental standards. So they're creating, like, environmental disasters. And then liberals in America virtue signal by buying these. Mm-hmm. They're not actually saving the environment. They're actually worse for the environment than if they didn't have solar cells at all because of the way they're produced and manufactured. So the Trump administration said, all right, you leftists want a virtue signal. You're going to have to do so at a higher cost. It's going to cost more to do that because Trump's big on the environment, apparently. Agency been asked to look into whether foreign imports of washing machines and solar cell modules were causing serious injury to domestic manufacturers. What was your question?
How about all this tax they want to put on these corporations in California?
What corporations in California?
They're trying to raise a tax rate out there on...
Who, the state of California?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope they do.
Oh, I do too.
Hope
and they're
going to
be leaving in droves.
I hope they raise it so high a cat can't jump over it.
Ooh, that's pretty damn high.
I'm telling you.
Golly.
Oh.
How's the cat's back?
I've been told how the thing is labeled here.
How what thing is labeled?
McMahone. Oh, found it. It's only 45 seconds, and yes, I'm playing it.
McMahone.
Is 70 today.
I don't know what that is, just like the name.
WWE Chairman.
Vince McMahon.
Oh,
McMahone.
That one.
Oh, my God.
McMahone?
Man.
McMahon? It's McMahon.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I am not in the WWE.
Good for you.
Vince McMahone.
That makes you even sexier, but good Lord.
I just like the last name when you said that. I thought it was an actual person. You're like, it's the WWE guy. That's McMahon.
Hey, you know what? One of my favorite all-time late-night characters was Ed McMahone on The Tonight Show.
Oh, man.
WACV,
sorry about that.
Cusada.
I'll stop it.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
We've already played our end of the top of the hour ID there. Sorry for letting that run through. I love that little bit. McMahone. Doesn't get better than that. What were you asking? Oh, tax out in California? I've not heard of any such.
You think I'm making it up?
No. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court on Monday ruled the state's congressional map went so far to benefit Republicans it violated the state constitution. Court blocked the use of the map in the 2018 midterm elections, ordered state lawmakers to draw a new map. I used to work on this court, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, years and years and years ago, only for a summer. But let me tell you, that's a Wild West Supreme Court. Now, it ain't as bad as the Alabama Supreme Court, but it's a pretty Wild West Supreme Court.
Which one?
Pennsylvania State Supreme Court. Oh. Oh, my gosh, it's wild. It's wild. Let's see here. Republicans had consistently received a 13-5 advantage in the state's congressional delegation since 2012. Well, you know what? Win elections, Democrats. And you too can draw crooked maps. Why are only Republicans not allowed to draw crooked maps?
I don't know.
Why are Democrats always allowed to draw crooked maps? Excuse me. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. We are going to take a quick break here. We've got to go to the top of the hour, pay some bills. Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage will be joining us here during the 10 o'clock hour. So we look forward to that as well. Our friend Troy King, is really helping people put their lives back together. And that's the underrated part of what lawyers do that are in situations like this. Everybody likes to make fun of the lawyers. Trust me, if you're a lawyer, you hear all the jokes. Everybody feels like they've got a free pass to tell you any lawyer joke they want to tell you. And they're funny. Most of them are funny and good, and I'm a good sport. But everybody's brutal and mean about lawyers. Everybody wants tort reform and everything else. Until your wife gets run over out there on the side of the road. Until your kid gets maimed and mangled by an 18-wheeler. Then all of a sudden you realize the value of being able to go into a courtroom. You realize the value of being able to label the playing field. You level the playing field. You realize the value of a guy like Troy King. I recommend Troy King. I have for years, and I cannot tell you enough how much I recommend the guy. I really do think that everybody ought to have a fighter like Troy King in their corner when things go wrong. And you guys feel free.